best, fair shot. Let him come to that conclusion. There's just a way to manage that. And yeah, it's a great problem to have. It's a great problem to have. To have too many bodies at some positions is a great problem to have. And managing that's all a part of doing what those guys do. Let's go back to the phones and get our next call in. Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. Fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome.
What's happening, Sheep and Sean?
Hey, hello.
Hey, before I talk about this Georgia Vot game, let me go ahead and congratulate Sean and his Chelsea boys for winning the BPL this year. I just hope they get the Gooners tomorrow. So they do that, I'll be a happy man.
English Premier League conversation here on the program. Go ahead, Brocky. Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, man. Good to hear from you guys. I appreciate you doing this show. You know, Tony, there's not much you can take from spring, but one of the things that, and I went over, one of the things that just stood out to me is just the overall athleticism of the football. We just look so much more like a football team than we did 2 or 3 years ago. You know, there was just too many guys that were limited in ability, that were out on the field too often, and we just don't have that, I don't think, now. You know, particularly when the healthy, you know, when you get to Barnett and Majette and those guys back healthy and Golden, and you bring in the newcomers as well. I mean, we just look more like a football team now, finally.
And I'm with
you guys 100%, Michelle. You get me to 8-4, and I'm going to be happy, and anything above that's going
to
be a bonus.
Thrilled to death.
That's just the way I'm approaching this season.
Hey, Bino's got a great point. He really has me thinking, I really study up on this. But you have to start thinking about beating people in your building, and then we'll start worrying about everything else. Then everything else kind of takes care of itself. And also, I think, and I might be simplifying this. This might not even be a valid thought, but when I think about all the athletes we now have, though they are young, though they haven't won, the days of getting blown out, I think, are over. Now, that might be so, or that might not be so, but that's my first blush after today. There's just too many athletes out there now.
Yeah, I believe we're going to be competitive. I really do, Tony. And just the individuals that stood out to me, you guys have talked about Dorberty. I mean, that kid is just a quality. He's going to be a quality football player here, and I'm looking forward to seeing him develop behind Dobbs. I think he's going to be a big-time quarterback. And something that really stood out to me, you know, Jalen Hurd's always been 6'3", at least he was since he's like junior, senior year in high school. But even last year at the facility, he weighed, I guess, 225 or 230, but he never just really looked that thick to me. Man, you can just, I mean, it was obvious. He's really put a lot of work in that weight room, and that kid is going to be absolute dynamite this year. You just mark it down.
That kid
is going to be off.
On that first carry, did you see how absurdly fast he is?
Yep, I sure did, man. He just had a different look to him, I'm just excited. I mean, it's obvious that the program's heading in the right direction, and it's so darn past time. That's just what I'm giddy the most about, Tony. Is, you know, now we got the, and I agree with you and Bino, Sean, and whomever, man. You got to win these home games, and then you know we got to start knocking off some the name teams, and once we do that. This program's, it's just, we're positioned for a nice run here the next 4, 5, 6 years. I firmly believe that.
Cinco, jump in here. What are your thoughts on Brocky's points?
Well, of course, I agree with Brocky. You know, it's where we're at now is we've turned one corner in the sense that now, respectfully, Kentucky and Vandy don't have a chance. They do. That's been there, done that, thanks, but now you're an automatic win. And it should have always been like that. Now it is, and I know we've won 2 years. South Carolina, yeah, I appreciate it, but you've had your time.
Yeah.
And now it's time to start knocking off these other guys. There is Florida's, in my opinion, they're done. I'm not sold on the hire. They've lost a lot of guys. I think they're about to go into their cycle of mediocrity. And then, so now you've got Georgia sitting there, and I don't know that Missouri's built for sustained success here. So I think everything is going to continue to go up, as Brocky says. And, then it's just how the schedule works out for you, injuries, and a few breaks here and there, and you're an 8-4, or you're a 10-2 team. And another thing, you talked about Jalen Hurd. The threat of Josh Dobbs gives an extra step. He gives an extra step to Jalen Hurd and Kamara because you had he is so and I don't get how he does it because he looks kind of like a baby giraffe out there when he's running, but he just pulls away from people and he's elusive and I don't get how he's elusive. But his threat.
That's a great way to put it, Sean. Boy, I tell you what, though, you hit the nail on the head. This that extra dimension that Dobbs gives you with the threat of running the football, it has to put those defenders on. Just on that millisecond of a pause, when you hand the ball off, the Hurd's going to be to his advantage. Because they're going to think about it. Is he going to hand it to him or is he going to keep it himself?
And not only is running, but to me, the most impressive play of the whole day was he broke contain, scrambled around with his head up the whole time and hit Jonathan Johnson down the middle with a bullet. That, to me, sure was the most impressive play of the whole thing because that tells me that guy can extend drives and make something happen on his own, and we haven't had that here in a long, long time.
And that was first series, by the way, third play from scrimmage.
Hey, Tony, although it doesn't matter, you brought up a good point a minute ago. These meteorologists, local meteorologists and all about this monsoon and this and that. Just like me, for example, I'm local, so I could decide at 2 o'clock, hey, I think the weather's going to be okay, so I'm going to go. But there's so many people live in Crossville or Cookville or Chattanooga or Tri-Cities that didn't load up and come to this because, I mean, it was a really nice crowd regardless, but I'll guarantee there'd have been another 5 or 10,000 people there if the weather forecast hadn't just been completely off the mark. And it just, anybody that believes this global warming crap and all this nonsense and these models, and they can't pick 2 days of a weather forecast. So how in the world can they tell me what's going to happen 50
That's
years?
So well put. That is so well put. You can't even tell me if it's going to snow tomorrow, and you're going to tell me what the world's going to look like 40 years from now. I don't buy that.
Right. What a bunch of garbage.
Brocky, love you.
All right, guys, I'm out. Enjoy the show. Thank you.
I love the political take. Cinco, give me a couple final thoughts here, and then I'm going to jump Cody McClory in here, who was covering the festivities for us today, and get his thoughts. Cinco, give me a couple final thoughts here.
Well, I'm even more convinced that, you know, it was, people have said it a lot, and it's kind of hokey, but Butch Jones definitely gets it. I don't know if he's the guy to lead the championships. You know, there haven't been a whole lot of those in Tennessee's recent past.
Thank you.
But I'll tell you what, everything you want in this modern day era of football with a head coach, this guy has it. And so it was a fantastic event. I'm glad he didn't succumb to the tradition of having a four-quarter traditional football game.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all about fans, it's all about hype, and it's all about recruits. And this guy checks off every one of those boxes. Tony, I think the pendulum's swinging up. You know, before this thing, unfortunate situation with Vaughn Pearson would have dominated the news and been all that. And I feel for whoever's wronged in that deal. But it seems like the momentum that we are on is just too strong for those little things to affect us like they used to.
Totally agree, and I appreciate your presence today, Sean. Your friendship, your presence, your input today. Great talking with you, man.
Thanks for the opportunity, as always, Tony. And I'll still be listening when I check out. Thank you.
God, I love Cinco. That's unbelievable. Let's bring Cody McClure in here, and now makes his Basilio Radio Family debut here today at TonyBasilio.com, and you'll hear this guy. You'll be hearing much more of Cody as we go. And just a word about Cody McClure. He is a young man working on his degree at the University of Tennessee, a little older than the average student over at UT, does a tremendous job of presenting himself. And Cody, a young man that I met earlier this year, when he was working at one of my sponsors, and working his way through school over at Hardee's. And Cody is at the University of Tennessee, does a couple things there in radio. And you make your debut today with us, Cody, here on your SmartWay Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics fifth quarter fan reaction. Cody, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Tony. And, you know, first of all, I just want to thank you.
Cody, do you have an earpiece on, or are you speaking into your headset?
No, can you not hear me very well?
No, or you're like skipping around on me, but go ahead.
Okay, is it good now?
Just try to project for me with your great radio voice that you have.
Okay. Well, Tony, first of all, I just want to thank you for allowing me this opportunity. And, I'm really excited to start doing some things with you guys. And it all started today with a wonderful spring game. And like you guys were just talking about, the weather forecast, I think, prevented a few people from being there. But it turned out to be a pretty nice day. And I know Alabama had this problem last week, the meteorologists. I think that's why they blamed some of their low spring game attendance figures on that, too.
Yeah, and you know what? There was still a darn good showing. I don't know what the announced number was, and they always gimmick the announced number anyway, but that is nothing to be ashamed of. Absolutely nothing to be ashamed of in terms of the showing that we had today from this fan base. And the fan base is so starved. And Cody, before you came on today, we've had so many people talking about just the overall level of athlete that was seen on the field today. What jumped out to you and what you saw?
Well, I can tell you that the first thing that jumped out to me is that Tennessee has some young guys with a future as bright as the sky was today. First of all, Evan Berry, I think I noticed him more than I did anyone today. And I don't want to be the guy to compare him to Eric, but some of the hits that he laid, I know in the, I guess what you would call the first quarter early on, he had a hit on A.J. Brannicell that was vintage. It looked like 2007 to 2009. And I think he was in on just about every tackle that I can recall.
Evan Berry, it's interesting you'd mention him, ends up as the leading tackler in the game. He has 5 unassisted, 4 assisted tackles for 9 in the game, including 1 tackle for loss. And then Reeves Maben defensively picked up where he left off last season, as he had 5 unassisted tackles on the day, including 2 tackles for loss. What else jumped out to you, Cody, in today's game?
I think that obviously, Tony, the quarterbacks played very well. Dobbs has been consistent throughout the spring, and he played well today. And I really loved the individual passing drill when he stepped up, when Butch Jones kind of called him out after Dormady did so well and almost hit the barrel in the far corner there. And then Dobbs came right back and showed that he's developed some accuracy as well. But speaking of Quentin Dormady, though, I mean, a 65-yard bomb to, I believe it was Josh Malone, early on, and the quarterbacks impressed me. Juwan Jennings, I think he had a 45-yard touchdown run. I mean, and I understand some of these guys were wearing gray jerseys, and you wondered if they were really going to take much contact. But just watching Dobbs today, Tony, I think that whether or not he was live or not, there were a lot of times when he completely eluded the defense, and they weren't going to touch him anyway.
He is. The bottom line with him, and Sean just described him, he's giraffe-like looking, he's awkward looking, he somehow manages to be really slippery in the midst of that. He's kind of awkward and odd looking, but he's really athletic at the same time. And, we saw that last year in spots, the South Carolina game last year. He just has an ability of making guys miss. He's not gonna, wow anybody with his breakaway speed. He just is a smart, I wonder with him, just a thought, if maybe his level of intelligence and allows him to anticipate things happening on the field in space a little quicker. Maybe he doesn't know maybe angularly, he isn't suited to the point where the kid looks like he's got a human GPS almost out there. It's weird. But he's able to do what he's able to do. And I think, Cody, I think bright days are ahead. I think this team, he stays healthy. That's a big if, but a lot of this contingent on him staying healthy. I think this team is poised to take a real step. Now, what that means games-wise, does it mean winning the East? I don't know. I don't pretend to know that. I do think, though, that this team is poised to take the next step. And I think today feeds into that. The commitment Tennessee got, right on through to the vibes. If you can, share with me what the overall fan experience of somebody who stayed start to finish as you did today was. Did you feel like what kind of a show that was for the fans?
Well, it was a different kind of spring game, as you guys alluded to just a few minutes ago. It wasn't just full 11-on-11, and as Cinco said, but Butch Jones gets it when it comes to impressing the fans. I think the one-on-one drills, especially the circle of life with the big guys, the offensive and defensive linemen, which Shy Tuttle was phenomenal in, by the way, and then the one-on-one pass blocking, the throws to the end zone from the 10, the little things like that, and bringing out the guys, having a guy like Peyton Manning there. I mean, I think the loudest cheer I heard all day was when Peyton came out of the tunnel with Coach Jones, and everybody stood up. And,
that's
and
cool.
Of course, you know,
that's cool.
Tennessee's favorite son. But I mean, and you know, with Sterling Hinton on the doing the DJ stuff, it's just it's great from a fan's perspective. The entire experience is phenomenal, I think.
Cody, I'm looking forward to many happy returns. Good talking to you, my friend. Excellent and solid debut by you, and great job there. I want to thank my friends at Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, back for another year. I do want to say to you that when news breaks out, we'll break in here at TonyBasilio.com. I also want to say that if you're in the area tonight and you're in town, I'm playing at the Casual Pint tonight in Fountain City starting at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to run up from the studio and where we are at right now, try to grab a little dinner, and be playing there for a couple hours tonight. Some jazz and some rock and some all kinds of stuff. Maybe a little bit of bluegrass, and who knows what kind of trouble I'm going to get in tonight. I hope it's not going to be too much trouble, but I guess you never know. There's something to be said for that. In honor of Roger today, who I just put a tremendous picture of Roger up with both Jimmy Hyams and also Heather Harrington, both of them looking great in the picture as well. Roger's got the biggest smile in the whole wide world. And I'm going to take us out with some Jerry Jeff Walker from 95. All my friends down in Texas. I got no exes, but I got a lot of friends listening to me tonight down in Austin and in that area. I want to say the original and the real UT resides in Knoxville, but you guys have a pretty damn good music scene. I'll give you that. Jerry Jeff Walker, ladies and gentlemen, back in 95. And I love you. I want to congratulate the Orange for defeating the White today, or did the White beat the Orange? I have no idea. How did they keep scoring that? I don't know. But I love you. Hope you have a great day.
used to look forward Saturdays. Me and my grandpa get away without me in the pickup truck, just go down. We had a couple chores that we had to do. It didn't take long before we were through. Then we let the pickup truck just wander around. Make a run to the candy dump. Always wave when we see someone. Grandpa make up the song as we go along. The post office without fail. Get you, then we check out the mail. And every big single load twice on the way back home. Free. Spent two or three in New York City, then moved back to Texas, tired, hell, and had enough. I go to Luke and Buck on Saturdays, old Hondo had a way to brighten up my day. Always made me laugh when we rode in his pickup truck. Take a run to the county dump, we always wave when we see someone. Hondo would make me up a tail as we rode along. To the post office without fail. Let me check out the mail. We never take the same road twice on the way back home. Miss Grandpa ain't home to do. I really miss things that we used to do. So last week I went out and bought me an old pickup truck. Spend Saturdays, we do fun things in a simple way. We love to start the day with a ride in a pickup truck. Make a run to the candy dump. We always wait when we see someone. Kids love to make up a song as we roll along. Post office without fail. Get you, then we check out the mail. We never take the same road twice on the way back home. Thank you, and I meant that too. We're going to do one we call the Perfect Cowboy Love Song. It has a waitress, has a cafe, and it has an old Navajo rug. Well, it's two eggs up on Whiskey Toast, home fries on the side. Washing down with a roadhouse coffee that burns up your inside. Big Canyon, Colorado diner, it's a waitress I didn't love. Sat in the back beneath an old stuffed bear, worn out and have a whole run. Aye, 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 Katie, change the red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you. Well, old Jack the boss, he left at six, and it was Katie bar the door. She'd pull down that Navajo rug, we'd spread it across the floor. Saw a lightning frame, the sacred mountain, saw the wooing of a turtle dove. Lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie. Change the red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie. Whatever became of the Navajo rug in you. When I saw Jack about a year ago, he said the place just burned to the ground. All he'd save was an old bear tooth, and Katie, she left town. Katie got a souvenir too, Jack said, and spit out a big old plug. You should have seen her coming through smoke, she's dragging that Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie, change the red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug in you. So every time I cross those sacred mountains, lightning strikes above. It always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. Well, everything keeps on moving, everybody's on the go, but you don't find things that last anymore like men, woman, now. red and blue. Aye, Katie, whatever became of the never home rug in you? Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, Katie, whatever became of the never home rug in you? Whatever became of the never home rug in you? Thank you. Let's see what kind of voice you're in here tonight. Here, all right. He was born in Oklahoma. His wife's name is Old Betty Lou Family. His old China beer. Takes down at a wild turkey, bourbon liquor. Gobble, 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 gobble. He been known to power sliding at the GMC pickup truck with his easy rider rifle rack and a wheel rope cattle food bumper sticker. And it's up against the wall. Redneck mother. Hey! Mother, he has raised son so well.
Yeah.
Tacos, burritos, fritos, two or three goes, that's it, anything goes.
Is anybody going to San Antonio, Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is alright as long as I don't have to go to Waco. Friends of mine, I love that sangria wine. When I'm drinking with old friends of mine.